What do you mean you don't have Coors on draft? You ain't got no Coors Light on draft.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Bird Chirp Podcast. I'm Micah Martin. Elijah Hickman is also here.
Howdy, howdy.
I kind of messed up. We've been talking about this, but I kind of messed up on the suits for the wedding. So
it'll be okay. There's plenty of time.
There's a whole That's the thing. Is it? It's like it's one of those deals that like we're 4 weeks out, but we're also 4 weeks out.
Are we really 4 weeks out?
Yeah, we're 4 weeks out. Today is the 11th, and we get married on the 13th of next month.
Eee.
That's crazy.
How you feeling?
I feel fine. It hasn't hit yet. I got too much crap going on, I think.
That's fair. That's pretty much the same thing that happened with me, is I just stayed super busy up until the I do's, and then I was like,
I was about to say, it'll be the same thing as you. Like, you will be getting ready, and I'm going to be like, oh, this is happening.
Yeah.
I'm getting married. What in the world? It'll be a day of deal.
I mean, even like for me, even like, you know, the night before, the day of, until we were, because it was like, okay, it was like, hurry up and wait. And so it was like, until I was like sitting there and like starting to get dressed, then it kind of set in. But then once I was like done and I had like 10 minutes to just sit there and do nothing until we took pictures, I was just freaking out. I was flipping. But that's what was kind of funny was last weekend, during Sarah's brother's wedding, we, you know, like before the ceremony, I like went down and was like talking to him and stuff. And he was kind of saying the same thing. He was like, you know, I was totally fine. And then, you know, about the time I was putting my tie on, he was like, holy crap. He's like, and just like kind of started freaking out and stuff. And I was like, maybe I, but
it's like, it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing. But I did mess up, so I gotta fix that. But like you said, we have time.
If that's the worst thing that happens, then
so be it. If that's the only thing I mess up on, perfect.
Right, exactly.
Can't beat it. Dude, I don't know what I've done since we talked last.
We recorded on
Thursday?
Yeah.
Had to have been because we talked about what I did on Wednesday.
Yeah. Because I got in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. That's right. Because just how the schedule landed.
Yeah. Dude, I can't figure it out. So I tried to make a review on that stupid scope. And I was going to post it to YouTube. I was like, this might be cringy. I don't care. I'm doing it. it was pretty cringy. Like, looking back on it, it's like, nah, screw it. Everybody starts somewhere, right?
Right, like, exactly.
What if it gets one view? That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
My dad probably view it. But I can't get it from iMovie to YouTube without, like, iMovie to YouTube will only go, like, 31 seconds or something like that. Like, this is an 8.5 minute long video.
That is weird. What'd you record it on? Just your computer?
My phone. And then the scope's internal.
Oh, and then you pieced it together on iMovie?
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking I have to pay for something to upload it onto YouTube, kind of deal. Like, since iMovie's free, it'll probably only let you upload 30 seconds of it. But you might have to get iMovie Plus or something. I don't even know if that's a deal, if that's a thing, to upload to YouTube. I have no clue. But I attempted
I don't know.
I attempted it, and then it didn't work out, and I was like, well, save that for a later date. I got other stuff going on. But it's all one. I mean, I got it. It's all one video. I love this stupid thing so far. I mean, I got it. Like I said, I got into that one group of pigs with it after zeroing it and all that stuff. Like, I love this stupid little thing.
Yeah, I mean, it looks really nice.
How inexpensive it is, it was pretty solid.
That's fair. Yeah.
I mean, and you got to think too, like, that video isn't what I'm seeing.
Right.
That video is recorded in 4K, 30 frames per second. I'm seeing through the scope full HD.
Right.
Or 4K, 100, probably 120 frames.
So yeah, which is a big difference.
Four times better.
Yeah, especially at night.
What it's recording. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've seen the recordings off of my scope. They are grainy as all get out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, besides that, I love
it. But in the day, but like actually looking through it, it's just fine.
Yeah, no, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah. We need to get out somewhere and do some coyote calling. And yeah. Some pig hunting. We need to go to Putnam, really. But it's just, I don't think I told you this yet. I'm taking that scope and that rifle instead of taking the 30-06.
I know you talked about it because you had said, yeah. You'd mentioned it last time, but I didn't know if you had decided to do that or which way you decided to go.
I think I'm going to roll with it just because I want to record it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And I was like, what the heck? Might as well.
Yeah.
So hopefully, yeah. Hopefully Jackson can look through it just fine.
Yeah.
Figure it all out.
That's true.
Or else I'll have to shoot Blake's or yours or something.
Yeah. Probably Blake's.
Probably Blake's. Yeah. Yours is your little baby.
No, just not even from that standpoint. Just from the standpoint of, I hope I don't, you know, I hope I get that one shot's good enough and that's good. So.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with that gun.
Yeah.
It's.
Did you shoot it again?
Yeah. Yeah, I went and shot it on Sunday, and I mean it shoots. It's not bad. It's probably like
your first shot. Still good.
It's like an inch left.
We're
looking at like probably a 2-inch group at 100 yards for three shots. Which I mean, okay. For what we're working with and what I need it for right now is fine.
But in the long run,
what that gun is, it should be so much better than that. Yeah. I mean, I should basically be able to stack them. And so,
yeah, you should.
I don't
you
know
be
if
be able to hit a quarter at about 300 yards.
Yeah. And so I don't know if, you know, I'm sure some of it is me, but it's like, why? Yeah. And so I've been looking up stuff and, you know, going on forums and all that jazz. And I've heard some people having some problem, you know, just kind of general things here and there. The main problem with the Christensen's are the carbon fiber barrel, which I don't have. But still, there's, you know, people that say they have problems with this, this, and this, and they send it to them, and then, you know, they run it through their machine or whatever, and they're like, well, it passes our accuracy test, so I don't know to tell you, but... Well, I mean, that scope and stuff was torqued down, you know, to spec at Shields and all that stuff. So, I don't know. Maybe that scope's just bad or something. I mean, they don't make it anymore. And so, you know, they don't make it anymore for a reason. I don't know exactly what that reason is, but who knows? It could be, you know, the scope could just be a dud regardless. But...
Who knows?
Yeah. I know nothing.
Me know nothing.
But I got a guy I can send it to once we get back.
Yeah.
And basically have him just kind of...
Shoot the mess out of it and figure out what's going on.
Pretty much. Yeah. So, and he can also like, which would be kind of cool to have, he can also stretch it out really far and be like, here's the dope on it, you know? Mm-hmm. So that'll be really cool to have.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
But
other than making a YouTube video, messing up my dress, my attire for the wedding, I've mowed the lawn, and that's about it.
You didn't do anything this weekend?
I went and watched Mac play a game, and then I mowed the lawn. But no, we didn't. We didn't do anything crazy.
Nice. Yeah, let's see. Friday.
Just kind of been getting ready for this this year trip. We leave not tomorrow, but the next day, Wednesday.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, Friday night. I forgot we were supposed to, I thought, I guess we didn't have any plans Friday night, and then I ended up going out to Nate's, and we ended up cooking steaks and playing cards and stuff, and just got home at like, I don't know, 3 something, and then Saturday just kind of lounged around most of the day, went and checked out a sale, and then just kind of hung out. One of Sarah's friends came over. They're just kind of hanging out. So Saturday night, we were supposed to go out for my sister's birthday.
Yeah.
But then she ended up getting like a stomach bug or something. So we had to postpone that. And so I didn't really have any plans. So I was just kind of hanging out here with Sarah and her friend. And then Nate and all those guys, Marvin and all of them, they were going to Topgolf, and so I was like, all right, I'll go to Topgolf. And so I was just gonna kind of go tag along and just like, I'll just go hang out. But they're like, no, you should be totally fine to, you know, play and stuff. And I was like, oh, okay. So played at Topgolf, and that was fun. When was the last time you went to Topgolf?
Topgolf?
Mm-hmm.
It's been years.
Was it with me and Sarah?
Could be. When was that?
Like 2 years ago.
Oh, I remember that night. Yeah. Yeah, it probably was with y'all too.
Yeah. They've got like that Angry Bird game.
Huh?
Have you ever played the Angry Bird game?
I mean like on my phone?
Well, like at Topgolf. Or,
oh, no.
Well,
no.
So they've got an Angry Bird game, which, you know, similar to on your phone. Basically, it just tracks the ball, and it's like, oh, you hit it high and to the right. Okay, you hit this part of the tower or whatever. And it's actually really fun. And they have one game. I can't remember what it's called, but basically it's like you score anywhere. And so it's like, oh, if you hit it in between the targets, then it's like this many points. If you hit it in the target, and it's just it's a really fun game because it really doesn't matter where you hit it. But that one was really cool. I did pretty well on the first time we played the like score anywhere. I kept hitting a pitching wedge, and it would just kind of it would look really really good, and then the wind would pull it about 10 to 15 yards to the right, and it would just land inside. I think that was the blue, and so I was just racking them up. I was like, all right.
Yeah, that'll work.
But yeah, it was fun. Sarah's home.
Always, I like going. Because it's like, yeah, I get it. Some people like, they're just like, oh, just go hit whatever clubs are there and yada yada. But like, I like hitting my clubs.
Right. Yeah. And I mean,
and that's why I like going to Big Shots on Mondays when it's half price, because you actually have some guys in there that like, they're there to just hit and see where their balls are going and stuff like that. Right. So.
Yeah. I will say that's definitely a difference in between, because I mean, Big Shots is basically a knockoff Top Golf.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, definitely.
But the main difference is it's definitely more actually kinda golf oriented,
yeah, geared towards, yeah, golf, not necessarily like a family outing.
Right. Yeah. It's I mean, it still is like you could definitely.
Oh yeah.
Go there for just going to hang out with friends and stuff, but it's definitely more geared towards, or it's a lot more like serious golfer friendly, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I feel like you're not really gonna get a whole lot of weird looks walking in with the bag at Big Shot, versus at Top Golf is like, you're gonna get some looks.
Yeah, you can get some looks.
Yeah. I mean, I've never taken my bag to Top Golf, but it's just because like I've never gone there just to like actually do like try and work on anything or whatever. Like I'm just there to like hang out,
yeah.
You know.
That's another thing too, is like you show up to a party with your bag and everybody's like, who is that guy?
Right.
You show up alone with your bag and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, he's here to
sure.
He's here to work on some stuff. He's here to see what, you know. And that's what I like paying for is like, yeah, I'm gonna pay you half price on Monday, so like $15, but I'm paying for the machine to tell me where I'm hitting the balls, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't care about hanging out with my friends. I'm here for this half
Right,
price,
exactly.
trying to figure it out kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, you got, well, I mean, I say you've got one really close. You do.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, I've got a Topgolf closer to me than you have Big Shot, but still, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've
I
got
got.
a range really close to me, and I could probably save some money, quote unquote, by buying like a Garmin R10 and putting it behind me. But
Yeah. I
what's
mean,
worse, walking into Big Shots with your golf bag or bringing a Garmin R10 to the Denton Parks and Rec golf range? What's worse?
you say that, but like we one of the guys brought there, I don't remember what brand it was, but it was basically a TrackMan. They brought it to Cabo, and I mean it was a super, super nice course too, but
Was it a little like black deal that could connect to his phone? But the module itself was like about that big and little
I
black.
think so.
Yeah, it was probably a Garmin R10. They're super popular right now.
It might be.
And
I
they're
don't know.
pretty solid for the price point. They're only like $500 and they give you a lot of information.
Yeah, I just remember I honestly didn't even no, I think maybe it was more like a it was like kind of skinny and tall.
Well, I don't know
I
then.
don't know. I don't remember entirely. I
Don't
didn't
matter.
yeah. But yeah, golf Saturday night and then Sunday night or Sunday. Oh, we ran a couple errands and stuff, and then I made my way back out towards the farm and helped Marvin with some wiring stuff on his truck. He had having to replace his backup camera on his truck, and so
That's
helping him with
fun.
all of that, and then we went and tried to jump off like a work truck they needed help with, and went to, and then we went to Brown's, and put can put batteries in that camera, and kind of peeked around for sheds just a little bit, but didn't find anything. But yeah, then went and shot some, and that was about it. Picked up some dry cleaning today, so that was cool.
There you go.
Yeah, that was super exciting. So, yeah, I guess neither of us have really done anything.
No, that we haven't. I will say I am super excited. So I know we've kind of hinted to it. I don't know if we've ever told everybody what we're doing though. Did we? Do you remember?
I don't remember. We can go ahead and talk about it
I
though.
don't think we did.
I doubt
I think
it.
we were like, I think we put it off to share the week before. But we are, this will be my bachelor weekend, and we are going on a hunt in South Texas.
Sorry.
No, you're good. That is very necessary. Yeah, we're going on a hunt in South Texas. I didn't realize how south. I knew it was like a 6.5, 7 hour drive, but I looked it up on the maps the other day, and then like I zoomed out, and I was like,
Yeah, bro.
"Oh, we may as well just boost scoot and boogie on down to South Padre when we're done
Yeah,
with this
it's
whole thing."
what
I was like, wow,
how would
it
you
is
des
down there.
how would you describe it? Far as f
That would be a way that I would describe it for sure. So we're going on a It's a ram hunt. It's more of like a discount ram hunt. So it's like not shooting any trophies or anything like that. But it's like a couple nights of lodging on this about, I think it's about 1,000 acre ranch. 800 or 800,000 acres, something like that. It's big enough.
Yeah, that's good size.
Yeah, and then we're shooting either Texas Doll, Corsican, Black Hawaiian, or Painted Desert rams.
Yep. And I don't know if there's any kind of like, oh yeah, you want to shoot this one? Well, we'll probably go over here then, or if it's just gonna be like, ah, that's one of them.
And
Bang.
we're riding around. I don't know if it's gonna be like, hey, what do y'all want to shoot? No, we're gonna go shoot one of those, you know, or if it's just like a, yeah, it's like, oh, there's one, somebody shoot it. It's like, yeah, I don't
Yeah.
want that one. It's like, ah, I don't care, shoot it.
Yeah, I don't know. And I mean,
Who
you know,
knows?
it might be one of those deals where it's like, oh, if, you know, there's four of us, and so it's like, oh, if, you know, we're all gonna shoot one of each kind of deal. Then it's like, oh, well, the first one we come up on, it's like, oh, that's a black Hawaiian. Okay,
Who
Jackson,
wants it?
you said you wanted it, right? Okay, then we'll shoot this one. You know,
Yeah.
so it's kind of like as you come up on them. I have no idea how this is gonna happen.
Yeah, me neither. I know that we're all taking rifles, which makes things a lot easier, and we're all trying to do like the safari style. Like the way I envision it is that let's all go ride around this guide or whatever is going to take us around on a Jeep or a Polaris or whatever they have, and somebody's going to be on top maybe or in the bed or something, and we're going to roll up on them, we're going to shoot them. You know, it's not necessarily, a lot of people probably frown upon that, but it's not necessarily a hunt, quote unquote. But
Yeah, I mean,
this, I've always wanted to hunt on my bachelor party, and like, what are we supposed to do in March?
right.
We can't hunt deer, we can't hunt turkey yet. You know, it's like we got to go after these exotics, and that's just kind of the way that that happens here in Texas.
Yeah, I
Is
mean, you know, we could have tried to pull some strings or whatever, but it's like, in all reality, it's like,
yeah.
this is just easier to do and.
Yeah,
Not
no doubt.
even just from the hunting standpoint, like, and you know, I'm assuming we're gonna, you know, be together hunting ish,
Yeah,
and
I would
so
hope
it's
so.
like, versus like, oh, if we did go just on a, you know, a big ranch and go deer hunting, then it's like maybe two of us sit together, but otherwise it's like we're all individually sitting by ourselves, and then we have a couple beers at night and then go to sleep because we have to wake up at 5:30. So it's like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
But
No.
I don't know.
This would be more of a party.
Yeah. 'Cause I mean, we're hunting Thursday and Friday, right? Like Thursday day, like all day, and then
So yeah,
s
pretty
Friday
much like
morning.
all of Thursday is dedicated to hunting, and then like I guess if somebody doesn't get it done Thursday, it's like we'll go Friday morning.
Yeah.
'Cause Wednesday we don't get in till 4. I would assume that it's more of a stroll in at 4 or 5, set your stuff down, you know, hang out a little.
Yeah.
Maybe meet the guy, definitely get a feel for what we're doing on Thursday.
Yeah.
So, and then after that, so yeah, we'll hunt. We get there Wednesday, we'll hunt Thursday, possibly Friday, but more so packing up our stuff, getting out of there on Friday, and headed to the college station.
The old C-Stat.
Yeah, I've never partied there. I know you haven't.
I've never even been there.
I've driven through. I will probably never, given that I don't go to school there and I don't have any friends that go to school there, besides Blake, and he went there for 4 years and I never made it down there. And he's my
Fair.
cousin. I'll probably never go back. And
No,
so
there's a very high
there's a
likelihood that we
very
won't ever
high
be
chance
back.
I'd never go back to College Station. So it'll be a one and done type of deal.
It'd be cool though.
Go get kicked out of all of them because I ain't planning on coming
I
back.
am excited though.
Yeah,
I
it'll
think
be
it'd
a
be
fun
fun.
night. I do like the fact, just for our stuff and the thousands of dollars of guns that we have, I do like the fact that we will not be in a hotel somewhere
Yeah, that'll be really
with
nice.
stuff still in the truck. We can put it in the garage or wherever.
Yep. Yeah, that'll be super nice. And one of our friends that, well, there's actually a couple of them, but they went to A&M, and so I was kind of talking to them the other night, And they were like, oh, make sure you go here. Like, oh, if you want this, go here.
Yeah.
Do not go here. You'll get stabbed. And I was like, okay, okay. Taking notes. But so.
Yeah. And luckily Blake went there for like 4 years. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, he knows his way around.
He knows the deal. He did say he was like, they're closing Hurricane Harry's.
Yeah.
Like next year or something like that. She was like, we have to go. He's like, that's been there since like, I don't know what he said, 60s or 70s.
Jeez.
And he was like, we have to go.
So, yeah, they just closed. They just closed a bar in Stillwater too. And that's been there for a long time. And so it was just like, thanks, Biden.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Joe Byron.
I know this isn't a political podcast by any means, but he got his tail end ripped apart the other day, and that's all I'll say about that.
Show did. Oof,
that looked rough.
Yeah.
Just, poor guy.
Switching gears.
That's super... all I can think is poor guy. You know?
Yeah. R.I.P. the boy.
Yeah.
Switching gears super fast. Did you see the Sugar Sean O'Malley fight?
Highlights. I didn't actually watch it though.
Yeah, same thing. But dude, yeah,
popped his ass.
He was rocking that dude.
Yeah,
dude, he's so good.
Yeah. He is good, and I liked at the end his little speech. You know, he was like. He was like, I'm willing to go up a weight class. I forgot what the guy's name is, but he's like, I want, what was his name? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
He's like, I want so-and-so, or, and then he paused, and he was like, nah, screw it. I want so-and-so. And he was like, I don't care. I'll go up a weight class. It'll be a fun fight. It's for the people. And he's always been that way, I feel like.
Yeah, he
doesn't really care who he's fighting. He's one of the best. He wants to fight competition, and he wants the people to be involved. And that's what, like, when we were kids, the UFC was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like we've gotten so far out of it, and people like Sean O'Malley and Conor McGregor are bringing it back kind of deal.
Yeah.
And Jake Paul's trying to do his thing, but I'll watch that fight just to hopefully see him get knocked out.
Oh, with Mike?
Yeah.
Big Mike Tyson? Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see all the rules for it?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay, so Jake's allowed to wear headgear.
What?
Jake is allowed to wear headgear.
That's dumb.
And if he needs, his brother will be right there on the side for like a tag team deal.
Oh, this is so dumb.
Isn't it?
Well, I mean...
Okay, so take this with a grain of salt because I saw it on a TikTok today. But it looked pretty official.
That's wild.
Somebody was on there saying, you know, July 20th, the Amazon special. You know, Amazon's first time doing anything like this, like a live sporting event. And Jake Paul's allowed to wear headgear. Jake Paul gets to tag in his brother. He, like, I think he gets a break if he wants it or something, like a timeout almost. I think I saw that. Please let me know what you find.
That's weird. Rules for Mike Tyson's fight. Da, 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 da. Last fight against Roy Jones ahead of July 20th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington.
Yep.
Which is also such a weird place to have it. Like, why wouldn't you have it at American Airlines or something that's not a football stadium, but whatever.
Is a little weird. The only thing that I can think for that is AT&T holds so many people.
Yeah, I mean, you can
that they were looking for a venue that just holds a lot of people. But why wouldn't you do it at the new, like, what's the new stadium in Las Vegas?
SoFi? Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you do it at SoFi?
I don't know. Jerry won the bid, I guess.
Every fight's in Las Vegas.
Yeah. I will say Jake and... Jake's got a thing with Dallas, though, because I think his last, like, three fights have been in Dallas.
He's from here, isn't he?
No, they're from Ohio.
Oh, that's right.
I'm not seeing anything,
you don't see exactly anything like breaking that. Him down. Oh, okay, take that with a grain of salt, but That's what I heard. So
allegedly, that's what's happening.
Yeah, allegedly, that's what's gonna happen. Yeah, I saw he definitely like I said, he was allowed to fight with headgear, allowed to tag in his brother, like all this stuff, and I was like, what?
Yeah,
so that's not even a fight anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Those are some weird rules.
Is it Jake or is it Logan?
Jake.
Okay.
Logan's the WWE star.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're still, you know, in similar professions, but not exactly.
Okay, here it is. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul fight will have headgear and 18-ounce gloves, claims Derek Chirosa.
Oh, so they'll both have headgear on.
It sounds like that.
Okay, well, that makes a lot more sense then.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, than just Jake having headgear on.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, dude, if I was Jake, I'd definitely want headgear too, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't even... I wouldn't... I personally, even if I was a fighter, a boxer nowadays, I would have no desire to step in the ring with Mike Tyson.
How much money?
I'm broke. It would take quite literally like $100,000 to get knocked out by Mike Tyson. I would take one to the dome for $100K.
Yeah.
That is a small amount of money. In the big scheme of things, that is a tiny amount of money, but it would put me ahead in life.
Sure.
And I'd take one to the dome for sure.
Well, and that's
Mike. Because that's all it would take. Realistically,
he'd have one
punch and I'd be on the ground.
He'd probably hit me in the kidney and I'd be... Well, and that's the thing.
I'd be out.
And, like, in all reality, is, like, who says you can't throw the fight? Just let him make contact. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm not saying let him make contact. He's going to make contact. First contact, yeah, just fall. No, just pretend you...
Just die.
Yeah, just take a dive.
Yep.
They're not going to know. I mean, they will, but... I mean,
yeah, so I guess we're using 18-ounce gloves, too, which, as you know, are the heavier of the gloves. And so it's more of a – this guy was on here ranting. He was like, it's just a sparring match at this point. But
– yeah, it's
– how old is Mike Tyson?
I think he's like 56 or something.
He probably shouldn't be fighting somebody,
he definitely shouldn't.
Like, yeah, he is still the great Mike Tyson, but there's a reason he hasn't fought somebody in, what, 20 years, 10 years, whatever it's been?
I mean, he's had a couple of fights, but they've all been kind of, you know.
He did look good.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. He looks really good. 57.
Killing somebody in some gear. And I was like, whoo.
He's 57.
He does look good. Wow, almost 60 years old.
Yeah.
How much money is he going to make from this? Not that he needs anymore, but I just want to know.
Let's see. His net worth is about $10 million. Wait, what? No. As of 2024, Paul's opponent actually has a lower estimated net worth than Tyson's value, suggested to be about around $10 million, despite earning a reported $685 million throughout his boxing career.
That sounds closer to what I was thinking.
So this is... No, but this is saying Mike Tyson actually has a lower estimated net worth with Tyson's value suggested to be around $10 million despite earning a reported $685 million throughout his career.
There's no way.
So...
There's no way.
I mean, yeah, there's definitely a way. He could have
worth $10 million, probably.
Well, I mean, he could have blown it all. You know, I mean, most athletes do go broke.
Yeah. I just don't think Mike Tyson did. Maybe there's a reason he's picking this fight.
Maybe.
Cash.
Do, 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 do.
We need a guy for this.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You're the guy, though.
Yeah, I'm guy. How much will... Okay, here we go. Dun, 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 dun. That would I don't know. There's not like yeah, there's not really a dry and cut answer or cut and dry answer, which is unfortunate.
Yeah. I saw the same thing you did. He's worth about $10 million.
Yeah. How much is Paul worth?
A lot more than that.
$40 million.
Yeah.
Just a cool $40 mil.
He's doing all right for a, what, 28-year-old, 30-year-old?
Like? Yeah, I think he's like 27.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not too bad for the young lad.
Yeah, he's doing all right. I think Logan is younger, right?
I have no clue, dude, to be honest. I can't keep him straight.
Oh, I was wrong. Logan's 28.
Logan's the older one?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that. I don't know. It's so weird because their facial structure, and they don't really anymore, but before they like grew out their beards and stuff and they had similar haircuts, they looked the same.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. But I still get them mixed up. Like if both of them were sitting in front of me right now, could not tell you who's who.
I think
I definitely couldn't. I know 100%. I could not.
I mean, granted, I just looked at pictures of them, and so I could. But I think I think if you gave me just a second, I think I could kind of figure it out. But just off a rip, if you were just like randomly just being like, "Which one's this?" I'd be like,
"Yeah,
Frankie Jonas." Well,
don't catch me lying. Oh, good Lord.
But, yeah.
So this weekend should be some fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it a lot. It's gonna be a lot of driving, but besides that, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Kind of snuck up on me.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like, yeah, it's a lot of driving, but also like there's a stop every 2 hours. So like 2 hours from here, we'll be in Waco.
Yeah.
If we leave here, like, we'll be in Waco by, like, 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Probably need stop at the, just north of Waco at the check shop, probably, and get some pastries. And then we go to Austin. Then we stop in Austin for one time. And then
probably stop 2 hours, Austin about lunch.
Yeah, exactly. And then 2 hours from there, we'll stop in San Antonio, probably. And then we're 2 hours from San Antonio, and we're in Benavides.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be...
It'll be all right.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be too bad.
It's not like a boring drive.
No, it's really not. You know, I guess it won't be too bad traffic-wise, like, you know, going through Dallas.
Should play it all right.
Yeah, going through Dallas, you know, around 8 o'clock is going to not be great, but...
I think we'll probably go Fort Worth.
Yeah, we might still. But and then Austin around lunch. At least it'll be a Wednesday. If it was like a Saturday, I will say that is one thing I'm looking forward to is coming back on Saturday, like from on 45. That'll definitely be better.
Yeah.
Just because there's really just not as many towns.
Yeah.
You know, which is a little unfortunate, but they got a Buc-ee's.
Oh, yeah. That is so true. That is true.
Yep. What, you all packed up, or?
No, good Lord, no. I won't think about that. Let's see, we're supposed to leave 7 a.m. on Wednesday. It'll be, I wake up, I'll be like, throw some stuff in a bag.
Call it good. On Wednesday?
Probably, Wednesday morning.
Oh, good Lord.
No, I'm just playing. I think I am wearing, so I did kind of, I was like, what do I wear on this hunt? It's going to be 90 degrees in the evening, that is. So, morning, I think the low is like 60. So, it's like, yeah, it'll be like a nice, brisk morning. And then,
yeah, but it's going to be like 91 on Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. And so I just picked out like the lightest pair of tan pants that I have, and then that super breathable Sika Apex, I think it is. Who knows? It's pretty breathable.
Yep, that's pretty much what I'm doing.
And then I got Jackson a t-shirt.
Ha.
I got one of those subalpine t-shirts. Here you go.
There you go. I was going to say, I've got one that's a long sleeve. Help him keep the sun off him, but...
Blake was like, screw that, I'm going in shorts. I was like,
no,
I bet you are.
It is too rattlesnake country for me.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it doesn't really make a difference. But it's like, the shoes I'm wearing...
I just feel better around cactus and pants.
Yeah, I mean, cactus too, but like, No, for me, it's way more the rattlesnakes, which doesn't make any sense, but...
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I could have...
A rattlesnake.
Whoa. We better not see a rattlesnake. I'm going to be so mad.
Why?
I just don't like snakes.
Yeah. But no, I hear that.
The statement still stands. If I get bit by a rattlesnake, your number one job is to kill said rattlesnake and then get me to the hospital. If I'm going to get bit, I might as well have it on the wall.
Yeah, right. Might as well make a hat band out of him.
Right, yeah, sure, something. But
I got bit by this old boy in 24.
Back in 24, I got bit by a rattlesnake so big. The doctor said I shouldn't have made it to the truck. But
that's funny.
Nah, it'll be fun. It'll be a good time for sure. Yeah. No matter what happens, really.
Yeah, no doubt.
But yeah, you got plans on Sunday? No, I'm probably just gonna come home and sleep.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see if we survive Friday night.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Yeah, we'll see how we do that.
Yeah, we'll be alright. We'll be alright.
We'll be okay.
Psh, we'll be alright.
We'll be okay.
We'll be alright.
We'll make it work.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Alrighty, well, I gotta go do some suit shopping, and see if they're in a store around here that carries them. If I can't find anything, switch to online. So I'm gonna get out of here.
Alrighty, sounds good.
We'll have more to chirp about. We'll have the whole weekend to chirp about next week. So a little shorter one this week, but I'm sure next week will probably be.
Probably make
It'll
up for
hour,
it.
Hour plus, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt. Alrighty, well, adios.
Peace.